And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Been a while since we had Andy in the studio, so it's going to be great talking fishing with one of the guys on the long-range fleet. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now, with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great show today. It's going to be fun having Andy.
Captain Andy Cates, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. And I'll tell you what, we've been talking fishing and boat work. And
yeah.
You guys are currently in the boat work phase before the big summer event, right?
Yep, same thing every year. This year's been a little different, though. We've got our five-year ultrasound where ABS, American Bureau of Shipping, comes in, and we go through the entire boat, and they actually... they'll do sonar or ultrasound tests around different bands of the hull of the boat. And this year was a bit surprising because we came out with an A+.
Woo! Sweet! Nice!
Yeah, we had everything scheduled to do all this work that we typically have to do. And a lot of it's like plate work, like hull plating, you know, what that you end up doing. Not so much framework. And then this year we did a couple of frames. We did a couple in the exhaust chambers and did one in the aft bulkhead of the engine room. That was it.
No kidding.
Wow.
So all the shell work all came out with an A+, which is fantastic. So it kind of eased things. I can't say kind of. It really eased things up.
That's nice.
When you got to take out plate work and it's a couple weeks, and of course it's expensive. The whole process is pretty expensive, but every 5 years, you know, you do this, and it's a big thing for the integrity of the boat. You know, there's a number of boats. There's the Royal Polaris, the Excel, Red Rooster, and I think there's one more out there. But there's not very many boats that undergo this ABS scrutiny. Not that it's a big deal, but it also has to do with size, too. You know, that particular boat falls into this ABS thing. And to be honest with you, I wish we didn't have to do it. But in the big picture, you know, you go through and you do these tests, and, you know, it keeps you on top
sure,
of the boat and lets you know where these spots are that you might not have seen visually, you know. So in the long run, I would say it's a good thing. In short term, it's like, ugh. We got to do this again. You got to be kidding me. So, anyway, it's over.
That's awesome.
Now it's nice. You can shake your shirt a little bit and go, oh, well, that wasn't so bad.
We're good for the next 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fine. Now you have time to do the things that you want to do instead of the things that you have to do.
Yeah, but you set the time away for this, you know. So everything's gone pretty well so far.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So tell us about the Red Rooster, those of our listeners that may not be familiar with it.
Well, the Red Rooster is a Bill Poole boat. Very similar to the Royal Polaris, Royal Star, some of the other boats that Bill Poole masterfully built for this industry that we have. It's 105 feet. It's actually one of the, I think it's the second or third biggest one that Bill did, aside from the Royal Polaris. But it's a nice, long, big boat.
Yeah.
Those of you that have been on it, I mean, the upkeep that we've done over the years has been fantastic. And it's really a nice platform to fish off of, holds a very nice amount of bait, holds a nice amount of fish. But we've gone through and redone a lot of things over the year, as all the boats have. This year we finished our renovation of the staterooms. Last year we did the 10 staterooms in back, in which staterooms, and I'm talking about staterooms, every passenger that comes on has a two-person room. So you come on and there's four or two bunks in that room. And this year, or last year, we started the renovations. This year, we continued the renovations. So it's very comfortable when you go down there.
Maximum of two per room.
Two per room.
Wow.
Nice. I shouldn't say that. The back two rooms are actually six bunks back there, and we will sometimes put three people in there when we have our max load trips.
Sure.
Being a three, four, five, six, something like that, where we hold up to 30 people.
Gotcha.
But on some of the long trips, like a limited load, we do our two Puerto Vallarta trips in late October, and they're 18-passenger trips, so they're all singles.
Nice.
Everybody comes down. Yeah, and they all get a single room, minus two people.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'll group up. And a lot of times guys go, and they go, well, I want to be with my buddy, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So the option there for a single room. And then some of our 23-passenger trips, you know, we'll have option for single rooms.
Wow.
So
cool.
What are the Puerto Vallarta trips?
Well, we did them last year, and basically I take the boat, and it's a fly down, fly back. So on October 19th, I'll drive the boat down, or no, that's when we leave. On the 15th, I'll drive the boat down, And then we get there on the 19th, and then the people come down, and they go fishing for 3 days, get off the boat, and fly home.
Wow.
And Accurate, Jack Nielsen, sponsors all these, so everything is there.
How sweet is that?
People are worried about, well, I got to take all my stuff. And I did have some people that were adamant about bringing their gear last year, and they're like, boy, I wish I hadn't have brought my gear. Because they got on the boat, and then here's a 12, here's a 30, here's a 50, and then here's another outfit for inshore or for fish and cat,
wow,
Vito, which they used it for more than anything.
Sure.
But so Jack set us all up with that, and then to go with that, Seeker came in, and they put some rods on the boat to go with the loaner rods that Jack has, the CalStar and the Seeker rods that Jack has. So those of you that are, and they're already, I mean, they booked up really quick last year, and they booked up really quick again this
they're
year.
They're done already.
Oh, yeah, they've been booked up since...
Since you were done running the first one.
Well, the first one came in, and it booked up right away, and then I think we finished selling the last one in November.
How many trips?
There's just two.
Just two.
Yeah, and it's
and then you'll bring the fish back up for them in the two loads.
Yeah, you bring the fish up, Gillen gut the fish, and then RSW the fish, then you bring them up.
Nice.
So, you know, last year was kind of a bummer. Well, I shouldn't say kind of a bummer, but it was the first trip down, and the water was really hot.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Lasley had been down there prior, and I was talking to him, and he goes, you know, the water was 79. I was like, ooh, delicious.
Go,
that's
yeah,
perfect. You know, we can deal with that. So we'll bring down our 400 scoops of sardines.
Oh, no.
Which is, as everybody knows, I mean, that's your main tool for a long-range boat. You know, you've got this sardine. So we got down there, and we got around the Cape, and it was 87.
Oh, inside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we had a massive die-off. I was like, ugh. So we scrambled. And fortunately, this is a little bit pre-season for Puerto Vallarta. There's not a lot of boats down there. Some of the main guys that run out of there aren't even there yet. So we had the run of the bait grounds.
Nice.
I had all these pongas getting bait, you know, and you pay for it, but it's available. Yeah, it's available. So that really kind of saved our bacon. And then this year we'll look at water a little differently. And if we have to just not take sardines, then I'll just buy bait when we get down there.
Sure.
And fortify everything. So the first year of kind of figuring things out actually went better than I would hope, minus the 87-degree water. So it we'll see how it goes this year. And we may do a couple more late-season type thing, you know, try and stay out of the rat race of it, you know, because a lot of guys have full schedules down there. And just trying to run and skirt it, you know, skirt the main season. Try and stay out of the
main part of
it. Yeah, you know, I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. So
sure.
And if we just do two, great. They're just specialty trips.
Sure.
It's not like we're basing our season on that. It's just a specialty couple of trips that we do.
Cool thing for a guy who's used to getting to fish on, you know, an elite class long range boat and having that long range food and accommodation and get to pull on giant fish, but to be able to do it with only taking a few days off of work.
Yeah, you know, that's the beauty of it. And the way that flight schedule is there is you fly in at, I think, 4 o'clock in the evening, and you're on the boat at 6. And then when you fish for 3 days, and then that morning you fly out at noon, and you're home at 3.
It's like you leave your house, you're on the boat the same day, and you're traveling that night, and you're fishing the next morning.
You're fishing that night or the next morning,
depending
on what's going on. But, I mean, that first night we started fishing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And had a few fish before the sun came up. So
plus, it's good, you know, also, too, then people can stay in Puerto Vallarta for a few days and enjoy the town and stimulate the local economy and such like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we went in and did our business with the old marina, Marina Vallarta.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what the hotel was called. I think it was a Flamingo.
Okay.
There was a really nice hotel in there, and I got together with her, and she cut us a deal because
nice.
It was a group rate for all the guys that came down, and a lot of the guys did that. You know, they had they made it a 8-day or a 10-day vacation, and they were gone for 4 fishing, and then they came in and continued on with the family. So
yeah,
it was pretty pleasant for some of the guys.
So you see the possibility of expansion come around the fringe times.
Yeah, possibly.
All right.
But for now, in the meantime,
it's just specialty, but you've got this full other schedule it's tough to get in on as it is,
yeah,
right? You're already a very popular boat and very popular option for long-range fishermen, both in the winter time with your long trips as well as summertime with the shorter. Now, when we talk about shorter trips, Andy, on the Red Rooster, what are we talking at?
Well, the shortest trips that we do are a three-day trip. And, you know, I mean, anymore for long-range boats, those are almost considered specialty trips in a sense because a lot of the guys don't do them. And not because they're not productive, just because of the demand to do a little bit longer trip. And some of the guys have capitalized on the Guadalupe thing with extending to 6- and 7-day trips, you know, and that's another option. But 3-day trip's the shortest trip. We'd have a string of 4s and then 5s. 5-day trip, you know, we'll do 4 or 5 of those. And then as the season goes on, you know, in September, then they get a little bit longer. They're 6s, 7s, 8s. And then in November, you start to do the 15-day trips. And then you go to those all the way until April. I mean, guys are still running right now. The Independence just got in. The Excel got in off of 15, 16-day ride-home trips.
Royal Star leaves today.
Royal Star leaves today.
On our Let's Talk Hookup fly-down, fly-back that I was supposed to be on. But
oh, Pete, what happened?
The doctor said to stay home.
Oh, boy. No, you know, those are a great thing, too. Same type of thing with that fly-down, fly-back where you can go down and, you know, I mean, it stimulates every economy down there, too. But a fly-down, fly-back is a great trip, too, because it you're just on the boat.
Right.
You know, the only drawback, and people look at it, and they go, well, I got to pay for the boat to go down there. But, you do.
You're doing it anyway, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You know what? The answer is yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yeah, because it's not going to fly down
no,
there.
No, it's not going to drive itself.
Yeah, for sure.
You can say that when you're thinking about it all day long, but I guarantee you every guy down there, when the boat turns around and normally would be making, when you'd be making your 3- or 4-day ride uphill, you would love to pull that $300 bill out of your pocket and be like, all right, I'm going to magically just be home in an hour and 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
Are all your trips, the long trips, fly home trips?
No. We've got, I think, 4 fly homes, 2 ride down, ride backs being the 2 4-day out of PV, and then 4 ride down, ride back.
Traditional.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very good.
I think that's what we've got. What we're up to. The fly home trips have become a little bit more popular.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of people, you know, time is more important.
But there are some advantages to riding home, right?
There absolutely are. You know, like, for instance, Jeff Dubuis was fishing down at the buffer zone, and then they stopped at Laos Rocks on the way home, and they had a nice day fishing yellowtail.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
some
cool.
Big ones?
I don't know what the grade was. He just told me on our little code channel that he had a certain amount of yellowtail, and it sounded like a nice day, you know, where guys were busy. And I'm sure there was good ones mixed in. I mean, that's traditional there. So, but, I mean, that's one of the advantages there. You know, all kinds of options coming up. You know, in February, the Excel left a little bit early, and he had a couple of bluefin on the way up, you know. So, you know, something to do on the way home to break the ride up.
I believe Jeff even had some yellowfin on the way back up, too, right?
That's right, he did. He had a couple 30-pound yellowfin.
Yeah, so...
So there you go.
Things going here.
They didn't match up to his catch from the buffer zone, but nonetheless, they were caught.
Hard to get excited about 30-pounders when you just caught 230-pounders.
Yeah, well, but, you know, it's all relative.
Totally.
It was within almost one day range of San Diego, so in May.
That being said, I'm still taking that Alaska Airlines flight.
Yeah,
no problem.
Sure.
Come on home.
Yeah, I like fly home trips.
Indeed. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show lined up for you today. Andy, one of the best in the business, and we've got a lot of knowledge here in the studio with him sitting here.
You're not kidding, man. Going to be a great time and so much information. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, talk to Andy. What a great opportunity to do so. There's 2 ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And since we're talking about long-range fishing today, how about this for a cool prize? Thanks to our great friends up at AFTCO, someone's going to get a complete long-range fishing gear outfit, including the AFTCO Solitude Waterproof Jacket, which would be very good for today, a little soggy day, an AFTCO Stealth Fair Fishing Shorts, and the Matrix Long Sleeve Performance Shirt. shirt, one of the Sun Style performance shirts.
Such an awesome setup.
Over a $200 clothing package value for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, jacket, shirt, shorts, all courtesy of our great friends at AFCO, and somebody's getting hooked up at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great clothing package, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Andy, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots more information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with a stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, Boat California, Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Look who's on the line, Jackurit himself, Mr. Jack Nielsen. And are you on some, there's no question he's on some vacation somewhere.
Whoa. Fishing, you know, research.
Field research.
Yeah, come on. Let's be easy with this whole vacation term.
Yeah, that's right. You give me the wrong impression.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
For sure.
It's work, work, work. Oh,
work,
that's
work,
right.
Work.
Always hard at it.
Hard at it. I'm down at Rancho.
Rancho Rionero in the beautiful East Cape.
Today is a beautiful day to watch the Whitecaps.
Oh, it does sound a little breezy in the background. Sounds a little breezy.
Yeah,
it's, well, same up here, Jack.
Is it? Is it raining?
It's raining like crazy. Yeah, be careful out there on the roads, guys. When we were driving in this morning, there's lots of carnage on the road this morning from people driving too fast. So slow down.
Boy, well, is Andy behaving himself?
Andy is definitely behaving himself. He's well dressed and performing perfectly this morning and doing a great job. Jack, what do you have anything special to say to Jack? He's down there on another field research product down at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, our first caller is Jack?
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Hey, listen, I think I heard you talking about the PV trip, and you probably mentioned that we put all the gear on the boat, 40, 50 rods and reels all rigged up, ready to go, specter line, and it's on the boat free of charge for people who don't want to fly all their gear down there and schlep that stuff around.
Very nice.
It makes it real easy. So I think we've got 2 4-day back-to-backs, Andy, is that right?
Yeah, we got 2 4-day back-to-backs, but, you know, don't forget about the other two trips. We got the June heat trip coming up, and that's same.
That's right.
Wow.
It's bulked up with accurate gear, and then the traditional November trip there is same. Right. Bulked up with accurate gear.
And are there any spots available on either any of those four trips?
I don't think so.
They're all sold out.
Yeah.
So you got to get on for 2018.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
And
the one that Jack comes out on, that's the hardest one to sell. Sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
You got to offer guys a little something on the side. Well, you got to ride with Jack, but I'll take care of you.
Usually, if you go along, he'll give you like an accurate reel or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Or you can have your own room or anything.
Some way to get away from it.
Anything to kind of have to deal with Jack.
I could have stayed home with the wife and get this kind of.
So, is Rick Jensen behaving himself down there?
He's right here. He's trying.
That's good.
He's doing the best he can.
That's good. And no fishing on Genren today, huh?
No, we had 2 good days yesterday and the day before. Beautiful weather, but today it's blowing, and we're just hoping it's going to lay down a little bit. But, it's a beautiful day to sit and just read a book.
If you're forced to enjoy a margarita and a beer by the pool, then, you know, that's the hand you got dealt. Sometimes you got to play it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be just like sitting with a cup of coffee reading a book, right, Jack?
Yeah, right.
We're survivors.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. We'll give our best to Rick, and you guys have fun at Rancho Leonero.
See you, Jack.
All right.
Appreciate the call this morning.
See you later, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Sounds a little breezy.
Does sound a little breezy.
Indeed. It's a little breezy up here.
Well, you're not kidding.
I think it's kind of like that southern push coming up or something. I don't know. Who knows? But it's a good day to listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
Exactly.
Right,
stay inside.
Yeah, indeed. All right. 858-457-1090. The only line available. If you want to get through, there's your chance. Eric in Port Loma, we're going to start it off with you. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Eric. Now, don't forget when you call, we have Adam on the phones as well as the board. So be nice to Adam because he is our man. And
yeah, that's right.
A great
Hold
job
it down.
Here. So, Eric, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
There he is.
I had it on mute this morning. You know, Andy, good morning, everybody. But Andy answered a lot of my questions on the PV trip. But the only question I still had was when does the 2018 schedule come out so we can try to sign up and get on the list there?
That's kind of an interesting question. Usually the schedule comes out in about November. So it's one of those things where you got to be on it. And, you know, the way that we work our bookings is the people that are on the trips that year, they have the option to sign up before the schedule comes out. So a lot of guys will kind of get, grandfathered in. But if you want to call the office and you want to sign up for a trip, you can go ahead and put your name in, and then we can organize that. It doesn't mean that you're going to be the first on the list, because if the other people that were on the trip sign up, then you'll get bumped down a little bit, but at least you'll have a chance to get on the trip, you know. But it's not saying you're going to be the first signed up guy. But that's the way that it works. So if you're interested in a trip, if you wanted to do one of those, you can say, hey, I'm interested in 18. You can do that.
I've always thought, too, that, like, that's one of those things with deposits. A lot of people talk about it. putting a little money down as a deposit, even on the waiting list, really affirms to your, like, hey, man, I want to go on this trip. You put your name down with a deposit down before the trip comes. And like you say, the first right of refusal always goes to the first guys, but after that grace period has gone down, if your name's down with cash in hand, that's probably your best spot, best way to get on that thing.
Oh, absolutely, man. Like anything, you put the money down.
Money
and
talks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, thanks for getting us started this morning on Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate your call this morning. That does free up the only line available. Well, it's full now. 858-457-1090. You're a popular guy there, Andy. Let's talk to Matt in Newport Beach. Good morning, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
I'm going on a trip, scheduled a trip mid-July, 4-day. What kind of fish can I expect? I know everything changes every year.
Well, Matt, I'll tell you what. You know, the guys, there's an incredible amount of this bluefin, anywhere from below the border up, you know, above the border. And that's probably going to be a focus. There's been a little sign of yellowfin. There's been some small yellowtail. But there really hasn't been a lot of coverage down in Mexico where we would probably target offshore fishing on a four-day trip. So it's kind of hard to say yet. I mean, here we are. It's May, you know, so there's so much water moving around. I mean, look at what's going on right now. We got this big low coming in, you know, and that's going to change things around a little bit. And so, but there is really an incredible sign of this fish. Guys are already catching some fish, 100-plus pounds. And you know, the nice thing, too, is people go, oh, there's some small bluefin. Yeah, you know what? That 15- to 25-pound fish is
right.
Beautiful. That's beautiful fish. And hopefully there's an influx of that this year. But I would look at an offshore arena. I think that's what we're all hoping for. That's our bread and butter, is an offshore arena. You know, when you got to make a 300-mile run on a four-day trip to go fish yellowtail somewhere, it really takes a big chunk out of your trip. So the idea of an offshore arena is probably what I would be most excited about for this year.
How nice of a setup like this, too, with fish close, and more than likely, like, say, once you get some coverage fish far, you can fish close the first day when you can just do all your traveling at nighttime to get yourself into different zones and have the whole day to hopefully go pull on a bunch of big bluefins.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, when things connect and work out, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Randy in Costa Mesa, you're next up. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Andy and Pete and Rick. Great show so far this morning. I wanted to ask Andy about his crew and his chef. You know, how long has the crew been together and who's your second and that kind of stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got Mike Knoll is the chef. He's been on there for probably 4 years. He's doing a spectacular job. And another guy named RJ, and he fills in for Mike. So those are the two guys that work in the galley. And then on the main crew, I've got myself, Tom Ferrari, who's been with us for
ten years.
Nick Maurer just ran his first trip in December, so he's going to be running the boat a little bit. He's been with me since he was 19. I think he's 30.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Fernando, still there. He's been there almost as long as I have. And I got another guy, Justin, that worked for us years ago, Justin Thompson. Then he worked for Frank a little bit on the Royal and worked on the Shogun a little bit, too. So he's a great guy, too. So, no, we're in pretty good shape as far as crew goes, real good shape, actually. And the guys have been with us for a long time. So it's nice when you come out and you see familiar faces, you know, with a steady crew. And that's kind of it's a nice thing about year-round work like that. You know, the guys stick around, and so you'll see the same guys that you saw last year, basically. It's nice to walk on the boat and go, hey, there's Tom. Hey, there's Nick. Oh, Fernando, you know. So it's nice to see a happy face be greeted by it.
No doubt about it. Hey, appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. I see the next trip up after maintenance is the June heat trip, May 27th. Any spots?
I don't think so. We have had a fall off and then a sign up, fall off, sign up. It's been one of those types of things. So there may be one spot. So if you're interested in going out on the last trip there, you Give us a jingle at 619-224-3857.
Yeah, and I might add, too, that it's even though that they may be full, get on the wait list because things change, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been one of those deals, you know, and I'm sure a lot of guys have seen that this year where there's, you know, one falls off, one signs up. One falls off, one signs up. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's just us, but I think it's kind of a popular thing what's going on. But, yeah, sign up for the waiting list, and then you'll fall right into where somebody may have canceled.
How does the June heat, I know that's the traditionally the last long trip of the year, or maybe the last one you guys run, how do those ones differ from the earlier seasons or the middle of the season long-range trips? Fish the same zones, just different time of year? How would that one differ from some of the other trips?
Well, I don't want to say it's better or worse, or you know it's hard to say until the trip's over
Sure. And
you've caught your catch, but you know, it's one of those things where it's you're freed up a little bit. There's no other boats,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is kind of nice, which can also be a drawback too because you don't have the information. But I think that there's one other boat before us. I think the Excel has a trip before us at that time. It's kind of like the novelty of having when we would go down and do the October trip. You know, you were the first boat down there, so it was kind of like a fresh thing. I wouldn't, you know, it's what it is it's these groups. You know, these guys go out on these trips, especially like with these accurate trips, you get the same guys that go out every year, and it's pretty common that you'll go out on a 23 passenger trip, and immediately you'll know 19 of the guys.
Right.
And it just becomes kind of a traditional annual thing that people go out and they do these trips, and then they'll have, well, maybe I didn't do great this year, but boy, the year before I caught this giant fish and I was so excited. So they just continue to go out on this trip, and it fits their schedule. I mean, that's what I tell people. I go, don't chase trips down. You know, ooh, that one in December was great. I'm going to go on that one. Go on the trip that fits your schedule. And if you didn't catch your fish of a lifetime on that particular trip, and guys are hard to catch, man. It's not like you just go out and catch one.
You're not going to catch a 300 pounder or a 200 pounder every trip.
Yeah, let's be realistic, man. They're hard to catch. They're easy to dump,
yeah,
but they're hard to catch. They're hard to hook. They're easy to dump, and it's just time, you know, and eventually you have your day. You know, you go out on a trip like that and you fish 8 straight days. Not every day is going to be great. You go days where you don't hook anything, and there's guys right next to you that are hooked up all day long, and you're frustrated, but then you will have your run. You get 3 or 4 days in a row where you're doing good, you have a spectacular trip.
And that's the beauty of long-range fishing.
That's
why you go for that many days.
You can slump a couple of days and recover.
Totally.
If you've already been there, if it was like wide open all the time, who would go, right?
I would.
You know, it doesn't
you
even...
Would go.
This
yeah.
guy right here.
Yeah.
That's who would go. If it was wide open all the time, that's this guy.
You know, it doesn't need to be wide open. It just it needs to be steady.
Yeah.
And if you're the guy that's the hot dog, steady, you're busier than you could ever want to be.
Busier than you can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Big ones pull hard. You can't do that all day.
Careful what you wish for, man. I mean, wide open's exciting, but, you know, and it's spectacular. But that nice pick, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, that type of fishing, especially when you're dealing with 150-plus pound fish, you know, you get... You're not panic-stricken. You're not worried about 5 guys tangling you.
Totally.
You know, it's not an anxiety attack when you get hooked up. You know, it's
good times.
It's very civilized.
Yeah,
you get them.
Sure.
And those are the ones when you get them. You can put one crew member from start to finish, and you know you get out of tangles and problems before they happen.
Absolutely, man. It's definitely the best way to go. Don't get me wrong. I mean, getting loading up and doing all that and crazy is incredible. I mean, it's hard to beat. You know, the smoke falls and you're like, oh my, what happened? And there's fish on the deck.
It's night now.
Yeah, it's like, wow, that was incredible.
What a day, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
My favorite is when we get up and the sun hasn't even come up and we already got them on the deck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great. We got a starter kit.
Okay, that worked. Hey, let's head south again down to Rancho Leonero again and talk to Gary Barnes-Webb filling in for John Ireland this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing up there? I believe it's bucketing down with rain.
Yes, it is, indeed. And the roads are very peligroso, as they say in Mexico right now. So be careful out there. But we just talked to Jack a little bit ago. It sounds a little breezy down there.
Yeah, it was this morning we got up, but it was blowing hard from the west, which is a very unusual wind for us. But it'll lay down in a few hours. one thing is good, it doesn't kick the sea up when it comes in that direction. So,
oh, nice.
It's a very fishable day. But it hasn't been wide open, you know, so I think Jack's taking a day off today. They didn't do real good yesterday, but, you know, they're only chasing marlin, so. And there have been a few marlin out on the in front of La Rivera, but it's, they've been kind of picky on the bite. You just got to be a bit lucky. It's not this is normally peak marlin season, as you guys know. I mean, it's a striper time right now, but it isn't wide open in the marlin department. But we are eating sashimi every night, which is a good thing. So you know, there's a good tuna bite way south near Frailes, good sized fish, 30 pounders. It's not also not a crazy bite, but you'll get 2-3 fish a day out of the hole. They're mostly taking squid. We haven't got any sardinas yet. A guy, Don Gleason, an old customer from Colorado, he got a nice wahoo on the way down. You know, there's plenty of good wahoo water between here and Frailes, so it's always a good plan to drag some Rapalas. Other fish biting, good amberjacks, a good pargo, plenty pompano. The inshore, we're getting some nice roosters. I've been seeing there's a steady parade of bait going up and down the beach, so the roosters are close behind those. So the fly guys are getting plenty shots at them. Also, there's tons of skipjack around, as you've probably been following. Really, really nice sized fish. So everybody's having plenty of fun, but not always the fish we want. You know, we haven't got any Dorado yet. So, but all in all, the fishing's picking up rather nicely.
Excellent, Gary. And if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, I'm not sure we have any space left on our Let's Talk Hookup tournament sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial and Statewide Stripes. $500 cash each, so $1,000 cash up for grabs for the largest tuna Dorado or wahoo in that. And that's going to be a good time, and we sure want to thank Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial for sponsoring that tournament, along with a trip to Rancho Leonero and some gift certificates to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Lots of fun and lots of camaraderie. Somebody wants to come down and join us for that trip and more. How do we get down to Rancho Leonero?
Well, there's always plenty of information on the website, www.rancholeonero.com. Or you can call the 800 number, 646-2252. Speak to Olivia or Pamela. She'll get you signed up. I meant to ask you, how many spots are there available? I don't know.
I don't know. There may be one room left. I'll have to check with Pamela and check and see what the story is, but there may be a spot left, maybe a room left, so we'll see what happens there. Just call the ranch and call the 800 number and just say, hey, I want to go on a Rancho Leonero. Let's Talk Hookup Tournaments, fun time, and that's it. So that, and check and see the availability. If not, sign up for 2018.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that date, so let's keep in touch. I'll be calling in next week maybe.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Have a good week, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. And hey. I'll be actually going doing a live broadcast in Loretto the first day of the tournament with the Sport Fishing Association of California on June 3rd, and then driving with Rick Jensen down to the ranch on Saturday. So I'll be there for the whole time.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
Very good. He's such a good guy. And so,
the best.
And he's such a great guy to hang out with down at Rancho Leonero, and if he can talk him into taking you beach fishing and catching a rooster off the beach.
The master of the rooster fish from the sand.
He is, no doubt about that. Hey, all the lines are full. You want to get through, keep on trying. 877-792-1090. Not open, but soon. Or 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Rick in Lemon Grove. Good morning, Rick.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I love your show, and I love to show up at your remotes because I love to promote you.
Thank you very much.
A couple of quick questions. This is more of freshwater. If you're someone who grew up throwing a Garcia Mitchell reel and a Zebco 4, you know, Cardinal 4, and you want to go to a bait caster, do you have any kind of suggestion? What would a guy who's always been a spin caster guy to get a bait caster reel? Because that seems to be the big thing nowadays. Like, you know, it's always bait casting. But
for fishing inshore?
Well, like freshwater.
Okay.
And one more question, real quick, Pete. And you know, you're a mammoth guy. When Dad died, he gave me his Orvis reel and pole and this and that. So, but the line is probably 10 years old. Is there someone in town who's the fly fisher person I should go to probably, you know, get rid of all that old line and this and that? So those are my two questions.
Well, on the fly fishing side, Stroud's Tackle's still in business, and they're right there off of Morena there, they have strange hours, so I would call first, but they'd fix you up for sure on the fly fishing side.
And as far as a bait casting reel, that's the thing. Things have come so far as far as technology goes, making reels easier to deal with it. Even if you've been a guy that's used to spinning tackle and want to switch over to conventional, it depends a little bit on your budget, but I would say a really good freshwater casting reel that's not a ton of dough is that Shimano Sitica. They're around they're less than $150 or right in that range there. It's got that centrifugal brake on the left-hand side of the spool. It's real easy to dial up or dial back the amount of assistance you want in your casting. And basically, as the spool's spinning around, there's these little teeny weights that'll slide out to help slow the spool down so your line doesn't kind of overrun on you. And then as you become more proficient with your casting, you can slide those weights back in. And if you've got just a very small understanding on how to cast a conventional reel and you've got all those brakes turned on, you have to really work to backlash it. It's still doable, don't get me wrong. I mean, I can backlash anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get those brakes turned on a little bit, it's going to be very, very forgiving. So just get yourself a medium-level Shimano bait casting reel, and if you're just starting out, I would look at that Sitica.
Yeah, good suggestion. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And don't forget, our next remote is going to be in just a couple weeks, Saturday, May 20th, in Encinitas Ford. So we'll see you there.
You got it. Hey, when we appreciate that call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Andy Cates right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Terrell 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Terrez combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Dan Cilio, weekday mornings at 6 on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. Today, Catch Part, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
Let's talk to Brian Willie from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, a little bit of breezy today.
Jeez, yeah, it's like one of these weeks we're going to get a week of just solid good weather.
We had it last week, right?
Well, we did, but we knew this was coming. I don't know. Soon enough, it'll all string together. It gets all set up, and then we hit control, alt, delete, and have to reset everything, and it's just kind of a, I don't know, it happens every time this time of year anyway, so it is what it is. But, you know, we've had a couple of days this week with encouraging sign, obviously, before this stuff moved in the last 24 hours. But the beginning of the week, some good current. And with that, you know, we had some good water on the beach. Finally, it cycled in and conditions kind of shaped up. With that good water, with the calico bass fishing, certainly perked up along the kelp, both above our harbor and below the harbor down through San Clemente. Water temps this week, too, were in that 63 to 65 degree range. Even yesterday when the wind started blowing, you know, it still was trying real hard to stay in that 64 degree range. So I don't know what it's at this morning. I'm not on the water today, but we'll have to see what happens after all this. But I'd have to say this week the fly line sardine was definitely the ticket. We had a real nice load of bait come into our receivers this week, and certainly that was the way to go. And we fished in shallow a couple days, 2 to 3 fathoms of water, you know, try to get into some of that stuff that doesn't get fished too often. We saw plenty of good bass action. The rubber lures and the surface iron also produced some good stuff this week too on that bass fishing. Out deep, the rockfish bit well a few days also. You know, the current backed off out there enough, and getting the lines to the fish wasn't an issue as it has been in the past couple weeks. Some good grade fish, you know, good mixed reds, Picacho, Sculpin, all that stuff kind of found their way into our anglers' bags this week. And there's still good fin bait loaded up out in that 40 to 50 fathom water off Box Canyon, but still no sign of any game fish in it as of yet. There's so much bait in our little sector here right now. And finally, the Fury did make it out on Friday night. He ended up at Clemente, and he fished through this weather. He had a good mix of fish. You know, he got a shot at that yellowtail that's been biting back there. He ended up with 24 yellows on the deck yesterday. A nice sea bass in the mix to go with some barracuda, bonita, and some other perch and stuff like that. So we're all lined up to fish this week. Certainly, I know there's some wind in the forecast a day or two, but, you know, we're planning on getting out, hopefully, you know, a few days. So give us a call at the landing here, guys. If you want to hop on a trip with us, the number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web at danawharf.com. You can book online. Makes it real simple. And also, we urge you to use the discount that you can find right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. There's a little Dana Wharf banner ad. Gives you a little discount code. You can click on that and book online from there.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Brian Willie. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, that's such a great deal you guys offer our listeners. Right on the front page of our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on that and you save some big bucks. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks,
better
Willie.
Weather ahead and better fishing, too. It's just going to get better from here. It's May. It's going to come up on mid-May, and then June and July, and So much good stuff.
Willie did nail it, too, where, you know, we're just not used to, you know, we're catching tuna already. So it's like, what's the deal with this weather? I mean, it's blowing, and it's May. We're just not used to fishing offshore in May. You know, normally it's still, you know, you're hoping the Coronal Islands is, you know, got some yellowtail to catch. Now we're all wanting to run offshore, like, forgetting that, you know, it's May 7th, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's early. And it does this time of year.
Such a weird year because we had all that rain and snow in January and February, and then March and April were dry, which is totally normally the wettest times. And now we get a freak heavy rainstorm in May. And it's like...
It's a spring.
It's a spring.
We got a real spring.
Exactly.
But the good news is the water conditions are getting back to normal, right? Do you like that?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, El Nino's great, but
it's normal, right? It's making a turn for the better for sure.
Yeah, and looks like a pretty good summer to come, huh?
We'll see.
Yeah,
that's the exciting part of it.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
You never know until you get
it. It's fishing, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
The canvas changes every year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As we wait for Gundy to call, I want to remind you that Catch Report is sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you'll need to catch fish on the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com. That's Bill Varnay's great website there, where literally for surf fishing, if you want to go surf fishing, he's got it all right there at an incredible price. SurfFishTackle.com. And speaking of Bill Varnay, he is now in charge of our email blasts every week, doing a fantastic job. And we have a little incentive for new signups. How about this? Go to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and you click on the subscribe now button. And for all new subscribers, we're going to give you a chance to win a Shimano Torium 20 Shimano HG Torium 20 reel, or however you say that. A Shimano 20 HG. How's that?
That's perfect.
Is that the way it is?
A
Torium 20 HG from Shimano. And we're going to draw for that a week from today. Just for signing up. And it's one of the people that signs up is going to win that reel. We're going to ship it right to you. And I want to thank Shimano for doing that. Hey, our email blasts are great. We have a newsletter coming out about Whalers Cove Lodge next week, which is we're so excited about our trip in August. Current information on what's going on with the radio show every week. We had nice pictures of Andy this week and the Red Rooster and the whole description of the Red Rooster and everything in our email blast. All good information. Bill's doing a great job. And we give you the current fishing conditions, too. So check it out. Letstalkhookup.com. Just sign up for the email blast and win that Shimano Torium HG reel. Scott Sherman, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
They had the Southwestern Yacht Club bottom fishing tournament yesterday to benefit Elder Help. And I tell you, with that wind yesterday, it wasn't easy to fish 350 foot down, I tell you.
Yeah, I believe that.
I can imagine. But how did it go? Did you win?
No, we had some fish away, but didn't place in the top. The top five fish, I think, was like 24 pounds.
Whoa.
And the top ling cod came in at 19, which is a really nice ling cod.
That's a real one there.
19 pounds?
Yeah, that's a nice ling cod. We went all the way south to the rock pile and went for lings in a spot that a week ago was producing pretty well and couldn't find but one small one, and then went up to our deep spot and we got five fish away, but they weren't in the tops.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a good time. A lot of good participation from the club?
Really good participation, and the people turned out for the raffle and the auction and all those kind of things to raise money for Elder Help was pretty amazing. It was a very, very good turnout. Actually, my wife won one of the raffles and got one of your T-shirts, Pete.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, we made a nice donation to the raffle there, and it's such a great cause and such a great club. Southwestern Yacht Club is such a great group of people and such a fantastic group of anglers too, for sure. So, well, thanks for the report, Scott. Glad to hear it went well.
Oh, and by the way, the water down south, you know, I mean, on Thursday when I was down there, was blue and about 67 almost, and when we went down there the other day, it was still blue, but it dropped a couple degrees. So down south, water's starting to look like it's turning in the right direction.
Okay. We're ready for it. Come on.
Thanks,
all right,
Scott.
Appreciate the call this morning. Only one line open right now. That is 858-457-1090. You want to get through, talk to Andy? There is your chance. Janice is calling us from San Clemente. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, everybody. I've got a question on the fly down to Puerto Vallarta. Do you put the people that are going, do they put their tackle boxes on the boat before they go, or do they fly down with a gigantic box of tackle?
Well, that's a good question. There's a couple of I had to limit that because we just can't have that much gear because there's 19 on one trip, 19 on, I mean, you're talking about, you know, 38 boxes on the boat, and it's not really fair. So what I did is the people, there's actually people that are on both trips. And mm-hmm. the people that are on both trips, I let them put their gear on the boat. The idea of this trip, because of the onboard tackle shop and all the gears available on the boat, meaning the hard tackle, the rods, the reels, and then the terminal tackles available, all the jigs, all the hooks, all the leaders, everything that you'll need for the fishing. The idea of this is to pretty much pack a backpack, the clothing that you'll need, which is not much in October down there or November down there, and just not have to carry all the gear around. That's the whole idea, because I know it is kind of a nightmare getting that getting boxes and getting tubes on the boat. But, for instance, last year we had people come on the boat, and they brought a bunch of gear, you know. They carried on the rod tubes and big tackle boxes. And once the trip was over, they're like, man, next year I'm going to come, but I'm not going to bring anything. I'm going to bring a backpack because I see that there's a 12, a 30, a 50, and there's all the gear that I'd possibly need for this trip already here on the boat. So,
and you got your terminal tackle that you can buy on the boat.
Yeah, and you've got the terminal tackle on the boat. So the whole idea was to try to not do that. It did work out good. And like I said, a lot of people that came last year are not bringing anything this year. So look at it that way. I know it's nice. I know it's a hobby. I know everyone likes to drag all their junk around. I mean, that's just part of the hobby. Yeah.
But this is a different type of trip.
It's a little different. You don't need to do that. It's a short trip. You know, by the time you get out and go fishing and come back, you'll be like, wow, that was a weekend shooter.
You know, and
that was it.
I'm just as guilty as everybody else. But, I mean, let's face it, what do you really need on a big fish trip? You need a handful of hooks? You need some hooks and some fluorocarbon. And then when you get down to brass tacks, that's really all you're using.
Because you're just fishing for tuna. You're not fishing for wahoo down there.
Yeah, not really. I mean, you've got a lighter, a 50-pound outfit, maybe a 40-pound outfit, but the other ones are, you know, 100 and 130. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. People love and
who does?
As the industry is built on, man, if people didn't buy tackle,
Ricky wouldn't be
straight up. Right? Yeah, keep it coming. keep it coming.
So, I mean, and it's a hobby, and people love to get new rods. They love to get new reels. What I always tell people is when you get new stuff, sell the old. Because the time goes by, and next thing you go, well, when did I get that? And you look at it, and you go, oh, my, that's been 12 years. And a reel, the state-of-the-art reels today, compared to a reel that was 12 years ago, or even a rod 12 years ago,
totally.
You don't even want to use it. Yeah. It just sits there, and you carry it around. Yeah. You load it up, you carry it around. That's
it. Donate it to Caporalos, man. They make a lot of money to take kids fishing.
Yeah, donate it, sell it, you know, put the money towards your new investment. You know, it's just... Because of the state of the art and how quickly things are advancing.
Well, you nailed that like you wouldn't. I mean, we see all the time people like, oh, I'm gonna hang on to this thing as a backup. Let me tell you, you're first off, your new killer gear it doesn't fail. You're not gonna need a backup. And second off, it's so much nicer to fish with the new gear that's out there. You just won't ever pick up, you know, your old 50 wide international. You're not going to fish with it anymore. You know,
you're really not. I mean, well, so to answer your question, that's how we do it. We try to minimize the gear. People will bring on one small box, probably packed in a backpack with the favorite terminal tackle that you got, some leaders and this and that. And that's it. You know, it's not a.
That sounds so sweet.
It's not a 2-week trip. It's a four day trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Janice, do those trips appeal to you?
Yeah, I'm interested, but. It'd be next year that I would have to sign up since they're all filled up, you know, early. Because I do quite a bit of long range, and so it's always interesting to find something that's a little bit different than the normal long range.
Sure.
But so really, if you bring anything, it would just be a handful of hooks and some leader material like fluorocarbon. That's really all you would need to bring.
It really is. It's,
and you could fill in the blanks on the boat.
Yeah.
If you need something.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you've got a couple of your favorite rods, you know, you can bring stuff. Just bring two or three rods and put a couple of reels in a backpack, and you're good if you have to bring your own gear. But the idea of bringing down, you know, 13 rods and reels is out of the question. But you can bring them. You know, it's, I think it's, what is it, $100 to ship
the tube.
So if you got two or three rods that you got to have, hey, great, man, bring them down. But I would limit it to that, two or three, because most of the time one of those three is going to sit in the rack.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour's of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
To the wars are coming, and you can be a part of the battle. This is Captain Dave Marciano from Hard Merchandise and Nat Geo's hit show, Wicked Tuna. This is your opportunity to fish with me, Captain Paul Herbert, or Captain Greg Meyer aboard three of San Diego's top boats. Now, Paul keeps spouting off about how he's going to win, but frankly, I'm more concerned about Greg. He is one heck of a fisherman and could certainly lead his team to victory. The two-day trip departs June 21st. And returns on the 23rd for weigh-in. Whether you're fishing or not, plan on joining the captain's reception the evening of Tuesday the 20th at the beautiful Valley High Restaurant in San Diego Bay, where you can meet and greet all of us and talk tuna with a bunch of great people and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. It's all about taking kids fishing and supporting the great Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. So join me, Captain Dave Marciano, for a fun evening at the Valley High, then go fishing on one of the three top boats with us and catch some tuna. Check CaptainRollos.org for more information. Spots are going fast. Sign up today.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year. And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6236. 6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.